أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, Allah spoke about His power, His knowledge, and continuing here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the kingdom of the skies and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And all matters are returned to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Each one of us belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And each one of us will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Illa ati rahmani abda. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that whoever is in the earth, in the skies, all of it will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah as abd, as servants. Servants here does not refer to obedient servants, but servants here, abd, slaves. In other words, the possession of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One important aspect then is that we need to realize and understand that in this world also we are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And wa ila Allahi turja'ul umur. Every matter, every affair will return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yulijul layla fin nahar wa yulijul nahara fil layl. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in different ayats of the Quran Sharif, different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this fact that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that causes the night to enter into the day and the days to enter into the night. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us some very, very important aspects. On the one hand, we look at it scientifically, how the revolving of the earth takes place, and in that way we see day and night. But the ulama have drawn our attention to another very, very important aspect. As we will see now, the nights become shorter, the days become longer. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the nights and the days same in their hours. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the nights longer and the days shorter. And then in certain countries we will find absolutely short nights and absolutely long days. And then we will find the opposite. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also wants to show that not only scientifically the calculation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the perfection of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but here we find the ikhtiyar of Allah. We find the choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Minute by minute, the night will become shorter. Minute by minute, the day will become longer. Seconds by seconds, it will happen. And that is the ikhtiyar, that is the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who can change the sunrise? Who can change the time of the sunrise? Who can change the point from where the sun rises? All of it is the ikhtiyar. All of it is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has full knowledge of what is within the hearts, what is within the chests, the thoughts that come into our hearts, whether it is voluntarily, whether it is involuntary, whether it is the waswasa of shaitan, whether it is our own nafs and desires, all of it is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether we speak it out, we obviate it, we make it known, or whether we conceal it, we keep it a secret in our hearts, all of it is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We would probably forget the thoughts that we had in our hearts, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimum bidhati sudur. And then after all this, after Allah ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat, Qudrat-e Kamila, His total and absolute power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commands us, and Allah says, Aminu billahi wa rasuli. bring iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who have already brought iman, perfect that iman, improve the quality of that iman, bring yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And obviously those who have not brought iman, then for them is an invitation to iman, to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next command of Allah, wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. Then Allah says, and spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you mustakhlafin. Mustakhlafin has two meanings, and both meanings would have absolute different connotations also. On the one hand, the word mustakhlafin will refer to what we would call trusty vicegerent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us trustees in that wealth. And when we look at the word trustee, then we would also understand that supreme and total ownership belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever we have in our possession, that is all a superficial possession. That possession is not a haqiqi, it is not a possession in reality. The real owner of it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our example will be like the example of a father that takes several of his sons to another country, and he takes out his foreign currency and he says to each son, you keep $200, you keep $500, you keep $1,000. When we are on the other side, I will tell you how to spend it and what to do. That son does not have free right to spend it in the way and in the manner that he would like to spend it or he would want to spend it. It is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us that kind of possession and ownership, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows us to use it the way we would want to use it. But otherwise, the real truth is this, that we have to utilize our wealth the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to utilize it. When the haqiqat and the reality of this comes into our hearts, that whatever we have, we are not the total and supreme and ultimate owners of it, but the ultimate owner and ownership is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it becomes very easy for us to spend. It becomes very easy for us to spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is one meaning. And of course, the reality of it will be on the day of Qiyamah, where would be the ownership then? When we stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we would not have our clothing. We would not have a stitch of clothing. We would not even have a thread with us. Absolutely nothing. So that shows that on the one hand, this wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us is a form of trusteeship that Allah has put into our hands. The other meaning, mustakhlafina fi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us successors of that wealth. Somebody else was the owner of the wealth, and now we become the owners. And this is in many ways just one or two examples. A person conducts a business transaction, so what was belonging to someone else comes now in his possession. And then he carries out another business transaction. What is in his possession goes into the possession of someone else. Somebody works and he earns. So he earns wealth that came from somewhere else. And then he would buy and he would spend. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made us successors of the wealth. The other way of it is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that before we leave this world, when we leave this world, that wealth now is no more ours. It goes to somebody else. So that shows again a very fleeting nature of the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. That shows us the fleeting nature of this dunya. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. Allah has made you trustees. Allah has made you successors. Spend from that wealth before it is too late. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Then those who have brought iman, real and true iman, from amongst you, وَأَنْفَقُوا. And thereafter that person spends. He spends in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in those avenues that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has either commanded us to spend, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased that we spend. Then lahum ajrun kabir. Then for him is a mighty, a great reward by Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this dunya also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him barakah, and Allah ta'ala will grant him the real and true reward in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.